Okay, hi guys. It's been a while. It's not really been that long, but yeah, I know it's been a while. I really have a lot that I really want to talk about, but I'm just going to, you know, just put everything together. But before I go on, because I'm really going to go on and on. So how are you guys doing? I hope everybody's fine. I hope you're all doing good. Like, this period has been amazing, I must confess. Oh, wow, amazing one. As in, oh, getting one. I will not even lie. I think most of us have been surviving by the grace of God. Like, God has been the one keeping us. He has been the one sustaining us, because don't read, but you know God is good. So how are you guys doing? You know, I know a lot of us are trying to be strong, trying to hold it up, you know, trying to just take everything as it comes. You know, we are strong, we are bold, we are beautiful. There's COVID. There's Black Lives Matter going on. There's the issue of rape all around. Like, people are dying. You know, it's just a lot. 2020 is a lot. But I mean, I've not given up on 2020 yet, though. I know a lot of us are disturbed, worried about everything going on around the world. There are times that I even block out social media because I don't even want to see what is going on, because you just open Twitter like this, you see rape, you see, you know, just really very annoying stuff. So most times I just block out social media for my own sanity. I joke. Emma Wakobam Kilode. So it's all good, sha. Oh, okay, but like I said, it's not been easy. So I'm just going to be chipping some little things about myself, you know, just to make you guys laugh, just to make you laugh. Like, there are a lot of serious things going on in this world already. Imagine to add seriousness to me more. If I add my own seriousness now, everything will just be serious, you understand? So let us chill a bit, you understand? Even if we don't have money that is big in our account, at least let us make ourselves happy. Abby, we shall not die. So people that know me very well, they know I'm acne prone. So my skin is acne prone. So I get pimples on my chest, on my back, and of course on my face. There are times that even without me doing anything, these pimples just leave. Like, they just decide to free me. They say, okay, for the period of 2 months to maybe 3 months, let us free Lady's face small, let her chill. All the black spots that are already on her face, let them clear. Then after, they just come back again and say, okay, we have finished our sabbatical, let us come back. You get I hate pimples. Jeez. I totally hate it. I hate pimples so much that there was a time, I think was it when I was in secondary school, that a friend said I should choose between pimples and eczema, and I said, oh my, I will go for eczema anytime, any day. Why? Because I know that eczema, if you buy cream, all these from bacteria, antifungal, anti-inflammatory stuff, and you rub it, oh my lord, it will go. But pimples, it's like the more you treat it, the more it shows itself. Like, pimples man sure, but pimples is that type of bully that no matter what you do, no matter the trap you set, it is never, like, it never gets caught, it just keeps coming back. So I've applied a lot of products. In fact, I can't even start mentioning the products I have currently that I use for my face and all, but I think it has actually reduced compared to what it used to be, because trust me, ah, my days when I was in university, especially when I was in my final year, it was terrible. I used a lot of products, like any small product that I see like this, that they say helps to control pimples and buying. When they say this, I'm buying, like, it got to a point I was scrubbing my face every freaking day when I was in school. I'll scrub it in the morning, I'll scrub it at night. Like, you see my face like this, it will look as if I have wounds on my face and all, you know. NYSC, the same thing. And at some point, it just cleared, you know, up until last year. And then this year again, we are back. But then, I know say go past pimples. So, my money no go waste. All the money that I used to buy products, cannot waste. All this vitamin C serum and everything that I use, they're expensive. So, cannot waste. It has to work. Of course, they're natural products and stuff that people have told me to use. But, the thing about using natural products is they also have their own side effects. You get, so it's not like they are all good or they are all very effective like that. They all have side effects too. I just think one has to be careful what you use and how you use them. Okay, another thing I want to say about myself. I'm a weird person, no more weird go. See, even myself, I don't know anybody to tell me. More weird, but I'm a weird person. So when I was in secondary school, I think maybe junior secondary school or senior secondary school. I was shy in secondary school, shy. I don't remember which one, but I know I was in secondary school. So every night, because I had pimples, of course, I've always had pimples. I've had pimples since I was in GSS 3. I wash my face. And after washing my face, I would rub... I put rub on my lips. So it was not like I wanted a pink lips. Like when I was growing up, I had pink lips, so it was natural. Why was I using rub? I have this habit of biting my lips. So I bite my lips to the extent that blood will start coming out. Like I'm weird. Be taking it too. So I would, like, it was as if I was always enjoying biting my lips. Like, you know, the same way some people enjoy eating their nails. Like, they use their teeth to cut their nails and eat until blood start coming out. That is the same way I enjoyed biting my lips. I still do it now, but not as bad as it used to be. So when I got to university, it was easier because I was able to control myself by using lipstick. Even at that, when the lipstick, like maybe I ate something and the lipstick cleans off, I go back to biting my lips. So I used to do something then when I was in secondary school. I would put rub on my lips just so the part where I have beaten off on my lips can quickly heal. And as it's healing, I am peeling that part that is healing. I am peeling it off again. So, I don't know if you guys get what I'm saying. So, it's like you have maybe a wound or something, and then you rub. I still do it now. So if I have a particular wound, I'll put mentholated spirit. I'll put, you know, all sort of things. Once I see that the wound is healing and it's beginning to close up, I'll start peeling it. I used to do that when I was very small, when I was in primary school, and I think till I got to secondary school. So when I see that the face is already healing, you know, on a normal day you're supposed to leave it and let it heal. No, not me. I'll start peeling it. I'll see fresh blood. I'll put mentholated spirit, put everything again. Then when it starts healing, I'll peel it off until... And I'm this kind of person that my wounds heal very fast. Like, my wounds don't stay too long before they heal. Like, I'm this kind of person that if I get injured today, by tomorrow or next tomorrow, I will hardly see you get, like, my wounds heal very fast. So, my mom used to see me then as I'm rub on my lips. She would not be like, what kind of child is this? It is late at night already. Which man is looking at you? Is it that you are rubbing rub on your lips for your spirit husband that you want to go and kiss in your dream? I mean, which one? My mom was so... And you know all these African parents, and especially ones that are spiritual, those ones that are automatically lost CAC, that attend CAC, they are spiritual about everything. So she will say, it is is your future your spirit husband that is telling you to go and use rubber B, so that when you go to where you people always meet each other, you got you know, all those kind of things. I was weird. I think it got to a point I rubbed powder. Yes, like I was so conscious of how I look even when I want to sleep. So I would rub powder and even put rub on my lips. I think I did that till I got to 100 level or so. Yeah, after washing my face, because I read it somewhere that white powder dries off pimples, I think due to talcum or something that is in it, so it dries off pimples fast. So I'll rub white powder in order for my pimples to dry off, and then I'll rub rub on my lips. So my mom comes in and she sees me and she's like, you're rubbing powder. Like she was confused. She didn't know why. She tried to stop me. I did not stop, because for me that was like my my healing, was good. So what made me remember was just this night, I was applying this Vaseline lip therapy on my lips. This Vaseline lip therapy is actually really cool. It helps with chapped lips. So, and I was also rubbing this vitamin C serum and oil on my face. I do that every night before sleeping. So I just remembered, and I'm like, what? Like, I'm still doing what I used to do, but now, you know, in a different kind of way. So, you know, a lot of weird things about me though. A lot. Okay, so let me just show you again. That one has gone. There's this other thing about me. I tend to look at other people. Okay, when I'm talking to someone and I'm looking at the person, I am imagining the person looking at me. So, you know, most times people concentrate on the person they are talking to and how the person looks. I am concentrating on how the person views me, what the person is seeing as they are looking at me. So when I'm talking to someone, maybe in a place where I have access to a mirror, I am going to be looking at that mirror often as I'm talking, as I'm gesticulating, or as I'm doing anything, just because I want to see what that person is saying. And I don't want to embarrass myself. I am so weird, God. Okay. So it's not something that I developed consciously. It's just something that I still do that till date, though. A lot of people don't know this, so it's a secret. Maybe not a secret anymore. I'm already telling you guys. Anyways, so in case any of you start talking to me one day and you see me looking into the mirror like 200 times as we are talking, don't be angry. It's because I'm trying to see, so that I'm trying to see the shape of my mouth. I'm trying to see how my, you know, like how I'm doing and all that. You know, they say something about we don't see ourselves, other people see us, but me, I want to see myself. I want to see how am I sounding, how am I talking. These are just few things. Of course, this is a series. I'm going to continue. Subsequently, I'm going to be saying some other weird things about me that I really find intriguing. These things I'm actually telling you guys, I actually find them intriguing. Like, I don't feel bad about them. Of course, I'm going to be sharing more as time goes on. You know, I just really want to say that I think one thing I've come to actually do a lot as I grow older is to accept myself, accept my feelings, accept my flaws, accept what makes me me. Of course, there are things about us that needs to change as we grow older. Our eyes are opened to see areas of our lives in which we need to develop, are skills that we need to build, characters that we need to let go of, attitudes that we need to discard, habits that we need to imbibe. We begin to see through other people's eyes things that we don't think really meant anything. So it has now become something that means a lot to another person. It's just the way of us. How do I put this? It's not like people are trying to tell you to stop being yourself. So there's some things about me that if you take those things away from me, I am no longer me. I am someone else. I am no longer a lady. And the moment I am not me, you will not enjoy me, because indirectly I am trying to please you, or I am trying to fit into where I don't belong. So when I notice that someone is trying too hard to make me become who I am not, I try to move away from such people. Most people that I relate with on a very personal level are people that allow me to be myself when I'm with them. So of course these people correct me when I'm wrong. Of course these people are able to let me see things through their own eyes, and they share their knowledge with me. They don't always support me when I do something, but these people allow me to be myself around them. My weirdness, my sauciness, you know, everything that I find weird about me, they experience these things firsthand and they are comfortable with it. And the ones they feel needs to change or I need to work on, you know, they allow me, they help me work on them. So what am I trying to say in essence? A lot of us would really love to change a lot of things about us. For example, I would want to change the fact that I am very, very sensitive. Like, I am so sensitive that I am meticulous about a lot of things. You know, a lot of things that other people would just let slide, that they would just, you know, go do like, go mata now, go leto yen. I would not let it slide. Like, I would bring your attention to it. I will bring people's attention to it, because to me, every little thing counts. So for me, it's like you're saying this thing doesn't matter. A time will come when the accumulation of all those things that did not matter will just spring up in your face, and before you know it, it has become something really big that it will be too much for you to deal with. So let me simplify it. I'm simply someone who likes to nip something in the bud. So when something is happening concurrently and it's something uncomfortable, I like talking about it like immediately. I don't believe in, let's just wait and all that. Okay, fine. People say, okay, maybe because I jumped to conclusion and all that. Yes. But it's just me being me. Yeah, I'm trying to work on not jumping to conclusion, not being too overly sensitive. But like I said, there are some things that if you take out of me, like functioning would be hard. Mi o mo beyan se maun. I don't know how you just let things slide. Okay, fine. There are some things that you just, of course, I let a lot of things slide though. Yeah. As meticulous as I am, as sensitive as I am, there are some, especially recently, there are some things that I just let slide. But it gets to a point where you just feel like, okay, I'm not letting this thing slide again. We need to deal with it. Because you know that if you don't, it will end up hurting you, and that would be too bad. So there is that. There is a part of me that likes when people communicate. So I'm not this kind of person that likes being left in the dark about anything, at all. As long as that thing has to do with, as long as I'm involved in that thing, do you get? I don't like being left in the dark, whether work-wise, whether relationship-wise, whether friendship, you know, whatsoever it is. Like, if I communicate to you now that I really need something and you can't help, please just tell me straight up that you can't help. I will move on. But, you know, telling me things like, oh, I'll get back to you, I'll call you, I'll do this, I would be hopeful, of course. But deep inside, let's not lie to ourselves. If you'll be able to help someone, you know. Okay, there are times that you feel you'll be able to help someone and then things just happen and you're unable to help them. Communicate. Let them know. But being left in the dark about things, I hate it with passion. I like it when people communicate, no matter how hard, no matter how difficult, no matter how big you think that thing is. Because at the end of the day, if you don't communicate, you give room for people to deduce meaning by themselves. And then when people deduce meaning, it leads to people jumping to conclusion. And then when people jump to conclusion, you now start trying to prove them wrong, that it's not like that, it's like this. So what am I trying to say in summary? There are some things that we find weird about ourselves. There are some of us that not sleeping by a particular time is like you're doing something wrong. There are just some people like that. There are principled people like that. There are people that they feel you sleeping all day is a waste of time. So it's a principle. So when they see other people sleeping, they don't understand. They're like, how can this one be sleeping? How can you be wasting time like this? You're wasting time. You're sleeping. Whereas the person sleeping sees sleeping as a way to probably escape from worries, escape from everything that is weighing them down, escape from maybe a very, very stressful day, maybe a stressful night or something you get. For the person who believes in you have to sleep just 4 hours a day, saying, Eleshe mama soon. Why are you sleeping? Don't you know it's poor people that sleep? You know, they're just people like that. So whatever you think is weird about you, that is so absurd that you don't think it's acceptable, so to say, trust me, you'll be shocked. You'll be shocked that when they remove all those things, no, okay, I'm going to leave us with this. This is you. That is who you are. Just write out those things that when you think about them, that these things represent me. I'm not talking about I work as a, you know, so. No, I'm talking about very weird things. Things that others find maybe annoying or uncomfortable. But deep inside, these things are things that make you laugh about yourself. Like, you remember this design, you're like, oh, mom, weird, sha. You get. Just write them down. The moment you write them down and a smile crosses your face, it means that thing is a part of you, right? Now, after writing those things down, they don't have to be many. They can be 4, they can be 5, they can be 10, they can be 20. When you write them down, pick the ones that make other people uncomfortable. Set them apart. Like maybe the ones that people have complained about, the ones that have cost you relationships, the ones that have cost you money, the ones that have cost you being productive. You get, just the ones that you feel like has cost you a lot of things and people, put them aside. The remaining ones, now check them. If you remove these remaining ones from your lives, Who are you? What do you become? Where do you stand? Are you still going to be you? Or are people going to see a different person entirely? I used to be a lady, that girl that rubs powder on her face to make her pimples dry off. And the girl that uses rub to make her lips heal. Now I am the Olaide that is so conscious of her pimples that she rubs vitamin C serum and a rejuvenating oil on her face. And then she uses a lip balm. Not every day, actually. I don't use these things every day. But you see the trend, right? You see the trend. It started from somewhere. Now we are here. There's likely not going to be a time where I will stop applying product on my face. I'm not sure. Would there be? Maybe. Maybe not as much as I do now. So I just want you to, the remaining things on the list that you feel makes you you, but you think is weird or other people find weird, please try to remove them and let's see who we have left. Thank you so much, guys. This episode has really been amazing. Please, as always, please share. I'm not billing people for this. I don't intend to anytime soon, so it's just me expressing myself, pouring out myself to everybody. So thank you for listening and have a great the week is still fresh. Have a great week. Bye.